Women have been disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Millions have dropped out of the labor force, while others are filling some of the most essential jobs. The pandemic has also pulled back the curtain on all of the labor that women do, inside and outside of their jobs, which can make life feel like working overtime. That's the name of a new series NHPR is launching today. We'll follow the stories of six New Hampshire women as they move forward from what's been a very difficult year. Today, NHPR's Ellie Pham introduces us to Valeria Lewis of Berlin, New Hampshire, known on stage as Miss V.
This is a brave world. This is a brave world. But it would mean nothing without a woman or a girl.
Sitting at her piano, singing, playing, practicing, making music, that's something Lewis has been doing for years. And during the pandemic, while the gigs and performances went on pause, the playing didn't stop.
I mean, being on stage is great, and having the light and the energy from the audience is awesome, but sitting at my piano at home is just as great.
Short of getting COVID-19 herself, the pandemic threw a wrench in almost all aspects of Lewis's life. She's juggled work, music, and parenting. Her younger son, who is already at home with her, took some time off from school, and her oldest, who's autistic and was living in Arkansas, moved in with her during the pandemic. At first, he had a hard time finding work, and Lewis struggled with how much to help him in his search.
I'm what's called a forever mom. Like, I will always be in parenting mode because I have a child with a disability. So that part was very disheartening in that he couldn't get a job.
He eventually landed a job at Walmart. But as Lewis was adjusting to this new life with her sons, the pandemic had delivered a few more punches. She'd just been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, putting her at higher risk if she caught COVID.
Like, that's the last thing that I need. And then especially as a singer, because of the impact on the lungs that you have. There are some singers who will probably never recover that. So I just moved very differently during the pandemic.
She also lost her grandmother to the virus.
I couldn't even go to the funeral. Didn't want to take that risk because, you know, quite frankly, at that time, a lot of the family members had COVID also.
Her family was also far away, in Arkansas, where Lewis is originally from. She's been in New Hampshire for 4 years now. And as she kept up with her community outside of the state, it felt like she was living in two painfully different realities.
I have a couple of Facebook pages on what I call my Black People Facebook page. It was like seeing people die every day. There was another announcement. My niece lost two grandmothers within the span of a couple of weeks. My pastor from the church I used to go to in Arkansas, he died of COVID. So it's just like I could name a number of folks. And then for like around here, a lot of people didn't see a lot of that death. So COVID wasn't real for them. I'm looking at my family members die, my friends' family members die. And so to them, I appear fear-mongered or scared, you know, for nothing. And I'm like, no, this is very real for me.
A few things did work out, though. Lewis had taken a new job right before the pandemic, and she thought she was going to have to move to Oregon. She'd been living in an apartment there.
They kept extending the state of emergency. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, can I please go work from my home in New Hampshire? I mean, working from home is working from home, right? So my supervisor authorized it, and I was only supposed to be here through July. Of course, you can see I'm still here, rolling to another July.
She's still in Berlin in the house she owns and loves. And the immediate day-to-day stress of the pandemic has been lifting. Her mom's been visiting from Arkansas, and last month she sang at a live venue for the first time in over a year. Lewis's performing felt wonderful, but there were also moments where it was clear that things weren't back to normal.
It was really interesting when I get on stage and I start singing, and it's just very engaging because I do engage the audience, but then people want to come up and they want to give me a hug. And I'm like, you're not wearing a mask. Like, I don't wear a mask on stage while I'm singing because I don't want to pass out. But at the same time, when folks just, you know, when they just walk up to you like right away, you just kind of have to take a quick step back.
Because of her autoimmune disease, right now, she's still only looking at venues she considers COVID safe. But on the whole, she's optimistic about the ways of working and living she's learned through the pandemic, like her remote job. She started to travel to Oregon and back again.
Well, I love the job. I love to be able to go there and enjoy the city life, so to speak. But then I always want to come back here home. I wanted to put down roots in Burlington. I really like the small town feel. I like that when I go out. Well, I kind of don't like that when I go out and everybody knows my boyfriend. Right? It's like when we go for a brisk walk, we're supposed to be walking for fitness, and then he knows everybody and everybody's stuck. Man, made
electric light. The boyfriend, that's another story, but it's going well too. Ali Pham, NHPR News. Man made the boat for the water.
We'll be checking in more often with Miss V and many others in our series Overtime. This is the first story in our new series. You can tune into Morning Edition throughout the summer to meet the other women in the series and follow along with the project anytime at nhpr.org.